When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Buckets. Mm-hmm. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to town.
It's mercy if y'all don't know. Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This shelly you, hoodie girl dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, it's what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, you want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets out the buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We getting buckets. Yeah, baby. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
The former women's basketball coach Katie Meyer named our show when she came on as our first guest, and
we have tonight, the new head coach coming tonight, on.
We have the new coach Trisha Cullup coming on. So yeah, she's actually backstage. So I'm gonna bring her in a minute. Right now, but first do a little introduction. So yeah, joining us now is the new head coach of Miami women's basketball program. Someone we have a lot of hope for. The Final Four is in Tampa next year. Easy drive. So no pressure. She can hear this. So no pressure, coach. But welcome to Buckets, coach.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We're super excited to have you on. Thank you for answering our random tweet. We beg and pander to whoever we can to get everybody on the show. So we actually have had two of your now to be current players, Jasmine Roberts and Leah Harmon, on our show. So both awesome people. But
they're great kids.
But you might notice a list behind me. So we have a little debate on this show before we get into basketball about the best chicken sandwich in the country. Some of us are Team Popeye, some of us are Team Chick-fil-A. So if you could only have one chicken sandwich for the rest of your life, would you go to Popeye's or Chick-fil-A?
I have probably Chick-fil-A.
Yes. Okay. it's a blowout.
This went down bad.
Yeah. It's not Chick-fil-A going is dominating the board. So you will get added to this awesome list. Thank you for picking Chick-fil-A.
No problem.
Coach Meyer went off the board because she went back to her North Carolina roots and said she had to say Bojangles. So she didn't get on there. But
it wasn't an option.
I know. So she just got left off.
So again, thank you for coming on, coach. So you're coming from Toledo and you were there for 16 years. So yeah. what was it about Miami and the program here that kind of drew you away from what seemed to be a home that you loved and enjoyed?
Well, obviously you guys mentioned Coach Meyer. Number one, she did a tremendous job and all of us around the nation paid attention. And so number one, the program's in great shape. I think that not only is it a winning program, but what a great education. You know, it's a private school, costs $93,000 a year to go to school here. It's a beautiful campus. The ACC produced more teams in the NCAA tournament this year than any other team in the country or any other conference in the country. So arguably best league in the country. And then you look at location. I mean, I'm coming from a place that had, you know, there's 248 days of sun here, full sun. There were 144 partially sunny days in Toledo. So I am more than excited about the sun. And I know you can't tell it because I'm really white because I've been recruiting. But someday I will get out there.
So So what's it been like? I know it's been a bit of a whirlwind, I'm sure, for you having to move from your longtime home down to Miami and immediately. I mean, we've certainly talked extensively on this show how active you've been recruiting and landing a lot of awesome talent. So how chaotic has it been since you became the Miami head coach, and just how have you adjusted to this new life?
Well, it's been busy. Obviously, you've noticed that in the portal we've signed quite a few kids. I think we had nine official visits and signed six kids out of that. That's busy. And then to think of filling all the staff spots, I was blessed that, you know, Fitz stayed and agreed to stay. Cause I'll be honest, when I took the job, I drove to the Cleveland Final Four to recruit him. He was my first recruit. And, he and I didn't know each other, but everyone I talked to said, if you can keep Fitz, that'd be great for the program. And I agree. He is fantastic. He's talented. He knows our recruiting base. You know, I talked to Kate for a while about it, and, you know, she echoed what a great assistant he was. And so I'm thrilled he's staying. I'm glad that two of my assistants are coming from Toledo who know me very well, who know how I like to run things. And then we were so excited that Muriel Page came from Mississippi State. That's someone that's actually in Edmonton right now coaching the Canadian Olympic team. She's an assistant coach. Danielle Page, who's coming with me from Toledo, is going to be the assistant coach for the Serbian Olympic team. So we've got two Olympic coaches on our staff. You'd be hard pressed to find that in the country. And then Jesse Ivy is fantastic. She is ridiculously talented. She's a very genuine person who develops relationships really easily, but also knows the game and knows me. And we work really, really well together. So I'm thrilled with this staff. And then, you know, just recently we added Brandon as our video guy from South Florida. And, you know, I know Jose really well. We sat beside each other at the Final Four, and he kept telling me what a great video guy that Brandon is. And he wants to be a coach, and we're thrilled that he's on campus now. This was his first week, and we're very excited for him. And then we're going to add one more person in the next week that will be a creative media person that will help us be able to share with the nation even more what a beautiful campus we have, the tradition of this program, and you know, just try to get it out there more why you should come visit. Because I think when people come visit, they're going to feel like I did on my interview. I just thought, gosh, if they say this is an offer, I'm here.
Yeah, me and Visha are alums of the school, so we definitely know how beautiful the campus is and how it's evolved since we've gone to school there. I was actually going to ask you about the assistant coaches, so you kind of covered that already. But we just had Jasmine Roberts on the show like a week or two ago, and we had asked her about her decision to stay at Miami with like how many people decided to leave, and she had nothing but amazing things to say about you and your plan for the program. So, and your, you know, few weeks or months that you've been as the Miami head coach, can you speak to who Jasmine is and you know, your plans for how to help her succeed even more than she already has at Miami?
Well, she's a tough kid. I mean, the great thing about her, she's versatile. She can play inside or out. She can post, she can shoot the three, she can drive. She's tough. I like mentally tough kids. And what was great about all the official visits is that your current players get to host, right? So I got to spend a lot of time with them, getting to know them as people. And that's really important to me. I really enjoyed my conversations with her, and I was really happy that she decided to stay, because I do think she fits really well into what we want to do. And I think she'll be a great mentor to our younger players.
Coach, I want to ask you, I know it's early, but I know in your time at Toledo, you like to run some chin series stuff. Mm-hmm. Kind of just wanted to know, if you could tell us, like, offensively, like, what we can expect from this team.
Yeah, I think you'll see some chin stuff. I think you'll see some dribble drive concepts. We will like to run. I love to run. We're going to try to score in the first 7-8 seconds of every clock. If we can get a high percentage shot, you know, why do you need to run an offense? If you can't, then we're going to make sure that we're taking advantage of the people that we have on this team. And, you know, I do think we got a lot of weapons. We've got a lot of good three-point weapons, in addition to post players that are very versatile. So we have a lot of options, and that excites me because we also have veterans. And, you know, veterans, you can't speak enough about what they bring to your program. And they know how to play this game. They played at a very high level. And I do think that they will help our freshman class, who's very talented, come along a little quicker because of all their experience level and advice. So, you know, we're going to push the ball, but we're also – one thing that we really prided ourselves in at Toledo is not just taking shots, but taking great shots. We shared the ball, but that comes down to spacing. That comes down to timing, setting great screens, being unselfish. And, you know, I get just as excited about the old hockey assist as I do the assist. You know, the pass that makes the pass that gets the shot. And so we want our players to really buy into, you know, scoring at a high clip, but doing it in a very efficient way. We want to protect our turnovers, and we do want to put the pressure on the defensive team that's guarding us to make it very difficult. And if we can do that, then, you know, we've got a really good offensive scheme that will work.
Yeah, I know for our team last year, obviously we have a whole different team this year. Free throw shooting was a big issue for our team last mm-hmm. season. So you talk about getting a shot in the first 2 seconds of the game. What would you do to help, like, work with free throw percentage and getting good shots, but also, you know, driving, getting those and ones and making those free throws at the end of the game?
I think number one, you know, you've got to work on it. And so we're going to spend some time working on it, not just when our legs are fresh, but when our legs are tired. You can't just be a good free throw shooter if all you do is go in the gym when you're fresh. So we incorporate that into practice. You know, we'll do several drills, and then before we go get a drink, you've got to shoot. And I make sure that's planned in practice. The other thing is we recruited great shooters. That kind of takes care of it too. You know, it's you can't just wave a wand and make people better at free throw shooting. I think it's a combination of hard work and technique and confidence, but also, you know, recruiting people who are really good at it. But we do spend a lot of time at it in practice. I don't think you can be good at it if you don't.
Yeah, we talked about all of us were very excited to get the Cavender twins back. Haley's a sniper from the free throw line. We thought that was such great recruiting momentum mm-hmm. when you first came in. Can you talk about, kind of mention something about some of all the transfers that you brought in? Obviously, we got two bigs and then kind of a four in Daniela. Just something that you're excited to see about each of the transfers you brought in?
Yeah, let's start with Cam Williams because he was the last. I think here's a kid who started in the Big Ten at Michigan. We actually played against her the last 2 years at Toledo, and so I know her very well. But she's a hard worker. She's a physical player. She can score in a variety of ways. She's a good rebounder, good defensive player. But I like the fact that she's not afraid of physicality. Some people are. Some people play finesse. And I think to win, you can't be afraid of physicality. She also has a father who played in the NBA. And so, you know, she's a basketball family. So, again, I think somebody I know really well, very skilled, has.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Played at a high level, and Michigan's a strong team. So she's been very well coached. You know, Natalie from Notre Dame is fantastic. You talk about a versatile kid that can step outside, can run the floor at between 6'3", 6'4". She understands the Chin series, which I'm excited about. She's ran it at Notre Dame. But I'm really excited about giving her chances to face the basket a little bit more. She's had to have her back to it a lot, but I do think she's very capable of being a stretch four or stretch five. But I love how quickly she runs the floor. She is incorporated into our pace, both she and Cam, right away, because they're very, very versatile, got great speed. Danny Albies from Wichita State is a kid that was under recruited. And I do think that she's a kid that, again, you talk about, I jokingly call her the Tasmanian devil. She is so physical. She had to play the five a lot for Wichita State, but can step out and shoot threes. She is home playing with her national team right now. And so I love when kids are playing at a very high level away from us to get ready for the season. She's a great rebounder, good defensive player. But again, a kid that's going to not afraid to bang. Darian Rogers has deep range. And if you look at her stats against Miami, I jokingly said to her, why don't you just come over to our side? She is someone that is a tremendous shooter, but great personality. You guys should get her on. You would thoroughly enjoy her ability to make you laugh. Her personality is just contagious. She will help us recruit. Her family's awesome. Her dad's hilarious. And her mom's a sweetheart. I really enjoyed them on their visit. But she has played a lot of minutes at Mississippi State and at DePaul. She's a veteran, but we need a range. We need somebody to stretch the paint so our post players can have a little bit more space. But also people have to come down and they've got to really pay attention in transition because she can really shoot it. And then, now let's talk about two other shooters in Haley and Hannah. I've had a chance to watch them in workouts and I love their work ethic. I mean, they work out 4 hours a day. They're very disciplined in what they eat, their structure. But more importantly, they're so coachable. They say please and thank you. I mean, people may think a certain thing when they see them on social media. I will just say that I hope I recruit more and more people that are built, mentally built like them and are disciplined and have the work ethic that they have. They're only going to make us better. And what I love about them was when they said yes, they said, how can we help in recruiting? Because they wanted to be surrounded by a good cast. That says a lot about them being humble and helpful and grateful for this opportunity and wanting to make the most of it. But I'm also excited, and I'll share something with you that no one knows yet. And they're going to throw out the first pitch for the Marlins in June. And that's going to be exciting because our whole team is going to go down there. So awesome. I love the fact one thing we want to do is build our attendance. And, here's two people that I've never had two players that could help me more with building attendance somewhere than these two. I've met with them several times about it, and we're excited about some things that hopefully in the next few weeks we can talk about publicly that we want to do. But I love the fact that they're thinking that way already. And I love that they've got a big fan base. I hope their fans get out to our games and support us in the way that I think they can, because I do think we've got a great product. So that's the transfer list. And, we can talk about other kids later if you want.
I do have a follow-up around that, if you don't mind. So we mentioned earlier, it's also a top 15 recruiting class. You've been active in the portal and got mentioned a lot of experienced talent. How difficult, you don't have to get into specifics, obviously you'll know as the freshmen show up on campus, but how difficult is it to blend those freshmen who are really talented but less experienced with the experienced talent you have coming in?
Well, I think the great thing is you're talking about a freshman class that's ranked 18th in the country, so they're special. They're not just any old freshman class. And kudos to last year's staff and especially Fitz and Kate for getting that done because they're all really talented. But what I love is when I called them, they were like, Coach, we're in. We're not leaving. We're staying. We want to be a part of Miami. We're loyal. And we've already talked about staying together. I love the fact that they talked to each other and said we're staying. So I think that number one shows you they really want to be here. But number two, they've been texting me and I've called them and we've talked quite a bit about what they need to do to get ready for our system. I love the fact that they ask great questions. I don't see it being a problem at all. I think what's great is you get them in the summertime and you get to work with them and you get to establish the basis of everything. I would have loved that when I was a player. We came in and did our own workouts back in the day. We won't talk about how long ago that day was, but I will say that, it's nice that we can spend some time with them and we're going to do a lot of team building because let's face it, we've got a lot of new people on the staff and the team. And I think as soon as they get here, I've got some ideas of some things that we want to do to really get to know each other off the court. I think chemistry is worth 10 points, and we really want to have strong team chemistry.
Last offseason, they did like a Europe trip, the team, that mm-hmm. Coach Meyer had said had really helped with team bonding. Is that something that you guys might do this summer?
You're only allowed to take a foreign trip every 4 years, so I wish we could.
I didn't know that.
But we're not going to be able to do that. However, let's just say there's a fun trip. I don't know if the contract's signed, so I can't say it, but there's a fun trip this season that I think the players are going to enjoy that's in our season. And there's plenty of things to do around here. Just like our team going to the Marlins game together will be a lot of fun. I think there's plenty of activities in this surrounding area that we can spend a lot of time with each other, getting to know the surrounding area, getting to know our fans. We need to continue to keep hitting this market and talking to people in this community, doing some community service. I think it's important that people get to know us. And I'm excited. You know, we had a fan thing the other day at the team store, and that was a lot of fun. It was good to get to know some of our fan base, some of our season ticket holders. And I love their passion and their excitement for the upcoming season.
Yeah, if there's any way we can help promote, let us know. But that's all we do is talk Canes basketball, whether it's men's or women's. So however we can promote, we definitely will. Guys, any other questions?
I got two things real quick. One of them, so I am a Long Beach State alum. I know you're a little familiar.
49ers.
I know you're a little familiar about the pyramid. Yeah. You know all about that.
I do.
Yeah. So I just thought that was interesting, that connection. But my question is actually in regards to, I used to coach a few years back. I actually just got back into it now. I'm helping out with the varsity team of the school I used to go to, I used to play at as well. And so we've actually started running some prints and stuff. We're doing more like point series. We haven't gotten into chin yet, but obviously it's a lot of getting your players to realize, to make decisions based on what the defense gives you, right? Mm-hmm. How do you really like empower your players to do that and get them to acknowledge like, hey, the defense is doing this. We got to play that. We got to do this. You know, we got to mm-hmm. reject the screen dive. Like how do you establish that?
I think the main thing is a lot of drills in practice, not necessarily 5-on-5, but a lot of 3-on-3, 4-on-4 breakdowns of the reads and having defense on them, that you teach them how to do each read. And then you say, okay, now the defense is going to mix it up, and you give them opportunities to read it and make mistakes and play through it. But also keeping their head up and making decisions based on not only what their defender's doing, but what the secondary defender's doing. You know, if you get an opportunity for, let's say you reject the back screen, you bounce out, you know, that our wing is now automatically going to go to the corner and create a triple gap. And then our player with the ball can decide, am I going to shoot? Am I going to drive? Am I going to kick? Or am I going to turn around and throw it back? Which is one of the most difficult things in the game to guard. Because everybody on a drive sucks in, right?
Yeah.
So to have people who are going to be able to have deep range puts a lot of pressure on the defense. But in your situation, I think a lot of breakdown drills really helps our players. We were doing some of that with our players already, and I think that it's important that you know you keep drilling it so that when it becomes game time, it's second nature. And then we also go back and watch a lot of film with them and break it down and say, okay, what would you do in this situation if you had a do-over and make it more of a, you know, I love it when the players can tell me on a film session before I tell them, then I know they know it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I don't necessarily dictate every film session. It is more of a classroom, and I really feel good when they answer me before I even begin saying anything. Then I know they have it. That means less timeouts in a game because they can fix things. They see it. They're little coaches on the court.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate it, Coach.
Yeah, Matt's our breakdown guy. You want to talk film, he's the guy to go to.
Yeah.
Hey, I watched your episode with Jasmine. You guys did a great job.
Oh, Jasmine's amazing. That was probably the most fun, as far as me speaking, most fun I've ever had in an interview. We had Leah Harmon on, too, if you go back. She was a lot of fun to talk to, too. You got a great kid coming in with her. So, we're going to accept that challenge of getting Darion on the show. So I'm not ashamed. That's usually me tweeting from the Buckets account. So I'm sure I'm gonna get
I'm sure all the players will do it. Yeah. I'm sure all the players will do it. And to be honest, I'm sure my staff will do it too. You guys do a great job. Why wouldn't they want to be on this?
Yeah, we appreciate that. I know I was watching your live press conference when they introduced you and you said you were retaining Coach Fitz, and I about had a party while I was at work. I was so excited. So, we're so excited to have you. It seems only fitting to have you on our 1 year anniversary show, considering Coach Meyer was our first guest and she named the show.
Yeah, so the name of the show was actually the name of Coach Meyer's boat. That's what she said. Okay. Name the show after my boat. Buckets is the name of my boat. That's what she said.
That's awesome.
It seems only fitting to have you on. So thank you. We appreciate it so much. We don't want to keep you too long. I'm sure you have more recruiting and other things to do. But thanks.
Yeah, I do want to give a plug though, just everyone watching. Get out to the Watsco and support this team. It's a fun time. The tickets are very inexpensive.
Me and Vish are there all the time.
You can hang out with us too. But it's a great deal, and it's a really high quality basketball. We have one, as Coach Club said, best conference in the country, and we have one of the best teams in that conference. So it's really something you should definitely. It's like I said, the best deal in town. Show up, and you can get a great seat and support the team. They're awesome, fun time,
and one of the best coaching staffs in the country.
Yes.
Hey guys, thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you so much.
Keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, coach. Have a good night.
All right, take care.
Cue the Sox outro. Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.